Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo have been defying gravity since just before Thanksgiving. Well, especially at the box office, Wicked is the third biggest hit of 2024, $430 million in ticket sales. In dollar terms, it is the most successful movie adaptation of a Broadway musical ever. Today, Universal Pictures is making it available for home viewing after just 40 days in the theaters. That was a surprise to me, and also apparently to our film critic, Bob Bondello.
Hey, it was
Bob.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay. So clearly a lot of people are enjoying watching Wicked. Why would the studio not make it available for everyone to watch
because
from their sofa?
It's going to kill ticket sales. The way the business works, the film's producers keep the lion's share of ticket money in the first few weeks. Theaters keep a bigger proportion later, and usually that's a good balance. But if the audience disappears, just as theaters are starting to keep more of the cash, theaters won't survive. Studios need them to be healthy. Box office success sets up other revenue streams, like home video sales and rentals and cable and TV. A smash hit in theaters makes all the rest of it better.
Huh. Okay, so how is it supposed to work? Is there a formula for how long a movie should play in cinemas before we get it at home?
Yeah, but it keeps changing. Back in the 1960s and 70s, it was literally years. The Sound of Music opened in movie theaters in 1965, and its first TV broadcast was 11 years later in 1976.
Wow.
That was before VCRs were a big thing. Once there was cable TV and pay-per-view, the theatrical window got shorter. But by the 2000s, theater chains had gotten comfortable with a 90-day exclusivity window. And when studios tried to shorten that, the major theater chains started threatening not to play their movies. The pandemic changed all that. With theaters closed for months, studios had no choice but to offer their films in streaming and video on demand right away. Now there's a sliding system. Big films usually take about 2 months, then smaller films go quickly.
Although Wicked, as we noted, is anything but a small film, it is, how does the song go?
Popular.
Popular. So why the rush?
Well, Christmas week is always good for family films. Not just Wicked this year, but also Mufasa and Sonic the Hedgehog and Moana. But studios know that when the kids go back to school, the midweek numbers for all those movies are just going to fall off a cliff. Last year, that's what happened with Wonka. A week after the holidays, it was crickets in the theaters.
Although today, I don't need to tell you, is New Year's Eve, so nobody's back in school. Are they doing this too soon, killing the golden goose?
They're actually trying to hatch a new golden goose. Wicked is just the first half of the story, remember. Its full title is Wicked Part 1. While families are still together for the holidays, they're hoping to kickstart the home viewing cycle and set up the second half, Wicked for Good, and that opens next Thanksgiving, and we're going to have this exact same conversation then.
That is the very wicked Bob Mondello. Happy
well,
New
thank
Year,
you.
Bob.
Thank happy, you. Happy New Year to you.